Seven Times Joe Biden Deflected, Denied Involvement in Corrupt Family Business. By Wendell Hasebo on April 28, 2022. President Joe Biden or his communications team have denied outright and deflected questions about involvement in Hunter's corrupt family business at least seven times. Despite the deflections and claims that Biden has had no role in the family business, 12 instances indicate Joe and his team have lied. Most recently, reported White House visitor logs show Joe Biden met with Hunter's business partner in 2010. 26 additional records show Hunter's business partner visited the White House to meet with Joe Biden's staff. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki dismissed the visits as from more than 10 years ago, but did not deny that Hunter's business partner actually met with Joe Biden. "I really don't have more detail or information on them," she said. Below are seven times Joe Biden or his team have denied or deflected Joe Biden's involvement in Hunter's family business. 1. September 19, 2019. "I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings. Here's what I know. I know Trump deserves to be investigated," he said. "You should be looking at Trump. Trump's doing this because he knows I'll beat him like a drum." 2. October 22, 2020. "I have not taken a penny from any foreign source ever in my life," Biden said, referring to Hunter Biden's role on the board of the Ukrainian energy company during a presidential debate. "Nothing was unethical. My son has no made money from China. The only guy who has made money from China was this guy," he said about Donald Trump. 3. October 19, 2020. "It's a smear campaign because he has nothing he wants to talk about. What was he running on? What was he running on?" Joe Biden deflected during an interview on CBS's 60 Minutes. 4. October 25, 2020. "Joe Biden has never even considered being involved in business with his family, nor in any overseas business whatsoever," Biden's campaign spokesman Andrew Bates said. "He has never held stock in any such business arrangements, nor has any family member or any other person ever held stock for him." 5. March 31, 2022. "We absolutely stand by the president's comment." White House Communications Director Kate Bedingfield reaffirmed Hunter Biden did nothing that was unethical and never made money in China. 6. April 5, 2022. "The president has said that he never spoke to his son about his overseas business dealings. Is that still the case?" Fox News reporter Peter Ducey asked Psaki. "Yes," Psaki said. 7. April 6, 2022. When asked by Ducey about evidence that the president, at one point, was office mates with Hunter and his brother Jim here in D.C., Psaki claimed reports were not accurate. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and Getter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.